So IIEX, we are live today in the trade show floor. This is the second day, halfway through it, actually, right? You know what? I'm sorry. Did you give me a business card?
I didn't bring my business card.
That's okay. I'll make sure I get one, though.
Yeah, but, I will. I will just bring my business card.
I'm here with Maria at Fastuna.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really exciting for me.
So you were presented yesterday at the pitch competition.
Yes.
Tell me how it went. What did you talk about?
I talked about my company. Well, it's not just my company. Our company, the new startup. We launched just a year ago in Russia, and it's been skyrocketed so far.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So this year we are launching into Europe, and
so
that's why we're here.
So tell me about the business. What do you guys do?
We are doing fully automated market research.
Yep.
And our unique selling proposition, we do believe we are targeting non-researchers.
Ah.
So the platform is so simple that even non-researcher can use it. So you just log in, upload your stimuli, like let's say product idea, just click the button launch, and then you get the results in just a few hours.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Yeah, it's really handy when you run some kind of brainstorming session supporting innovation, development, or brand development like creative, advertising, and so on. So
yeah.
Really the tool that empowers people, multifunctional teams within like, you know, fast-moving agile organization to kind of connect them regularly with consumers.
Yeah, so you have specific product types then, or survey types.
Yes.
Designed. Yeah. What are some of the more popular survey types that customers are using?
Yeah, we do have the most popular ones are around product idea at the early exploratory stage, where you can upload stimuli like drawings or photos of the prototypes, for example, or any ideas of the services that will be, you know, good visualization for consumers. There are a lot of ideas that we test, you know, around advertising really early stage before they go into proper link test, for example.
Yeah.
So it's very popular for visuals or video. And a lot of clients do promo ideas because it's really quick and cost-efficient check for your promo ideas as well.
So you've been in the market research space for a while, right?
Like 20 years.
You're not old enough for that. But, you know, during that time, we've seen a lot of trends and changes and things
yes.
like that in
yeah.
this space. Automation is clearly the word of the day in 2019. I mean, there's no question about it. That's what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the year. And I think on a go-forward basis, I actually believe that automation is the new online survey. Like, mm-hmm. is that disruptive? Right. So,
yeah, well, we also add in, for example, I agree with you. Automation is like now this buzzword that everyone uses. What we discovered with Fastuna that automation, simple automation is great, but it's not enough. What we're trying to make with the platform is add our specific magic ingredient, which is called simplicity. So basically, once you get everything is automated, what you want to do with your product to make it so intuitive, so easy to use. So basically, people feel really excited after they used it.
Totally.
And we work with this wow factor.
Totally. Yeah, I think if I was going to start a company right now, it would be called Integrated Insights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be the ultimate where we end as an industry is... insights integrated into the workflows of the brands mm-hmm. across the organization.
Yeah.
With hopefully market research being the parent or the owner of best practices with those software solutions. Right.
Yeah, and this is exactly this because that was the message I was presented last week at the Quirks, and that was my message. Once, if you imagine the big organization undergoing the huge transformation, and what usually now they do, they try to create those multifunctional teams that can make their own decisions. And however, what always unfortunately still happening is that they still don't have enough products and tools, processes and tools in place that can empower them to make these decisions. And this is exactly when you can use this automated simple services. So they don't need to run to market researcher. Then market researcher can really be a help for those team to guide them and be a strategic advisor rather than execute the projects, you
exactly.
know, run the projects at like, yeah.
Yeah, market research can, one, help from a larger initiative perspective, so not really getting bogged down with the micro
exactly.
decisions that need to be made.
Yeah.
And then two, that, you know, market research can help add the value of the now what and so what of research,
yeah.
right? So making sure that insights are being consumed in a useful way and that it's actually impacting and making change.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, very yeah. exciting. So if someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Can you say it again? Sorry.
If someone wants to get in contact with you at Festuva,
yeah.
How would they do that?
You need to type www.fastuna.com, and Fastuna is fast una, but it's actually, you know, combination of
yeah,
two words.
Yeah.
Fast and tuna, which one of the quickest fish in the ocean, with just one T. And then you go into the contacts and you see my name there and my colleagues there. And
it's Maria.
Yeah.
Perfect. My guest today, Maria at Fast Tuna or Festuna.
Fast
Tuna. Yeah. Thanks for being on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thank you, Jamin.